Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Ashley Crisp, and I will be guiding us through today's prayers and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Take a few deep breaths. Join me in praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we enter a new season after Easter, we want to spend time writing God's words on our hearts. I know that knowing God's word for me comes up at times when I'm stressed, when I'm tired, when I am feeling sad. Words that I know from the Bible come to my mind, and it can be a comfort and a gift. And we thought we should work on learning some words together. So right now we're going to start learning the words of Deuteronomy 6 verses 4 through 9. These words were given to God's people, the Israelites, before they entered the promised land. These words may already be familiar to you. So as we learn these words, say them with me. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give to you today are to be on your own hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Today, our story is coming from the Jesus Storybook Bible by Sally Lloyd-Jones, and it's part of the story called Going Home. Jesus' friends were afraid, so they were hiding in an upstairs room with the door bolted shut. But that didn't stop Jesus. He just walked straight through the wall. "It's a ghost!" Thomas screamed and hid under the table. But it wasn't a ghost. "I'm hungry," Jesus said. "What's for lunch?" Peter gave him a fish. They all hung back and watched him eat it. "This can't be," they were telling themselves. "It's impossible. It's not happening." But it was, right in front of them. "Delicious," Jesus wiped his mouth with the back of his hand and grinned. "Can a ghost do that?" He winked, and then they all laughed. "I'm really here," Jesus said. And he really was. Peter's heart leaped with joy, and he fell into Jesus' arms, hugging and kissing him. The others followed. They felt their hearts would burst from happiness. The friends ate together and chatted happily, and every now and then, they just gaze at Jesus and have to touch him to be sure they weren't dreaming. Jesus had a real body, but this body was better. It had come through death and couldn't get sick or be killed again. This body would live forever. Jesus had come back with a brand new body. Not only were sad things coming untrue, the friends realized, they were becoming new again. Was God going to make everything new? Jesus said, "I am the Savior and the Rescuer of the world." And they knew, because he couldn't stay dead, because Jesus had come alive again, that somehow everything would be all right. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I wonder what the apostles said to their friends or to other members of Jesus' community later that day or later that week when they saw them for the first time. What words would they use? What would their faces look like as they shared the exciting news? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others, and may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.